Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson here. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys, get the strong arm. We do have to get to Man Up Monday in a moment. We also got to get to Mic'd Up, but the Hawks. They beat the 76ers 120-117. They're going to play again Thursday against the Hornets. But Jalen Johnson pretty much been crushing it.
Yeah, he definitely has. They got cooked. What was that, Friday night they played the Pistons? Got absolutely freaking cooked. They're still having a lot of the same issues they've had. Like, even watching them yesterday, they didn't shoot very well. Like, Jalen did not shoot that well. A couple of players didn't shoot very well. They're still getting crushed on the freaking boards. The defensive rebounding is just it's just awful. I don't know how you change it. And every time a conversation came up last week by Anthony Davis or anybody else going on, I was like, yeah, be great, because that feels like the one thing you're missing, although you don't want to give up any future-facing, you know, kind of capital when it comes to this team, because you feel like in a lot of different ways next year could be a new beginning of a new kind of legacy and era for this squad. But, man, they're difficult to watch at times when they're getting out-rebounded the way they did really the entire weekend. But – able to come up with a big win last night. It was fun to see.
Yeah, it was a much-needed win. They had been on a little bit of a slide. They lost, like, I think, four of their last six, and they got a really tough schedule coming up. So when you talk about finding out, okay, is this team really going to be at a level where they can compete in the East and, you know, make a bit of a playoff run, you're going to find out towards the end of this month for the Hawks, because coming up these last few games, well, you got the Spurs after you play the – Hornets on Thursday, and they got the Spurs second night of a back-to-back on Friday. Now, that game will be at home, so you get a little home juice. But then to close out the month of December, listen to this. They got the Heat, 14-11. Then the Knicks, 18-7. Then the Thunder, who lost their second game of the season. They're 24-2. Crazy. And then you got the Timberwolves to close out the month of December at 17-9. So you are going to find out just how good this Hawks team is and just how legit this Hawks team is in this final stretch of December.
I will say, just because you brought up the back-to-back, I did read over the weekend, or I was checking out their schedule, and somebody pointed out that, like, the majority of their bad, like, their tough back-to-back trips, their back-to-back games on the schedule have already, like, taken place. Like, I think that they've already, like, knocked out, like, I don't know, two-thirds of the amount of back-to-back games they're going to play, because it hasn't been like a brutal schedule in terms of like opponents for the most part.
No.
You've had some winnable games. Even when you've played the Pistons, you've been in the game until the other day.
Right.
But the back-to-backs has like been the part that's really – they've really struggled with when you look at some of the, you know, actual scheduling mishaps that seems like have happened with the Hawks. So kind of get that in the rear view. You know, get Trey back. I know that he kind of – was on the court yesterday, I believe, kind of shooting around, kind of moving around a little bit.
Getting back
I don't know
flow.
If there was anything official, but he was definitely out there. And reportedly looked pretty good. And then you got the Porzingis stuff, which I don't even know what to think about the Kristaps Porzingis news that they're going to completely shut him down for another couple weeks and then try to figure out what's wrong with him. I know that this – he says this is not the same thing that was hampering him before. I think it was called POTS.
Yes.
He says it's not the same thing, but, man, it's hard not to kind of look at that and wonder if we're dealing with another situation where he's going to be out a long, long time.
Yeah, it's just frustrating because we thought, at least with the illness stuff, had all that figured out. And it, like you said, it is supposedly something different than the POTS that he got diagnosed with while he was still in Boston towards the end of last year. But still, it's frustrating because, like, it's an illness. It's like, dude, what is going on? So I don't know if the POTS thing is affecting and making him maybe – I don't know if it's a thing that attacks his immune system and makes it harder for him to bounce back from certain illnesses. I don't know what it is, but it's just frustrating. But, look, when it comes to Kristaps Porzingis, you knew this was unfortunately a thing that was going to come with the territory.
Yeah.
And the good news is that Onyeka Okongwu, and he's obviously, you know, a starting caliber center, and so you can just kind of slide right in there. But you did think you would have a guy like Onyeka Okongwu to be able to come off the bench and help your depth, which, you know, hasn't been bad, but it's still something you don't want to necessarily take anything away from. So it's just been frustrating when you talk about the Kristaps Porzingis thing because, again, it's the same old, always with Kristaps Porzingis. Same,
yeah.
If he's in the game, he plays well. We just haven't seen him enough this year.
Mm-hmm.
Touche.
We'll keep our eyes on it, but right now we got to get into Man Up Monday. Dylan, you got to deliver us the news on how everyone did, but let's also just remember that Mike and Bo were delirious when they made these right? picks. They had no
Dylan's
sleep.
Like, I was delirious writing them down.
They were
it's a late night.
As Thursday. Far as delirium goes, you guys did Mike, you did pretty well. Bo struggled a little bit, and Bo's got to pick it up. He's starting
it's
to hit the back burn a little bit.
He hasn't had only like 0 for 4 weeks, but it's like 2 and 3.
It's been a slight decline, and he had a 1-2 weekend this past weekend. So he's now at 32-32. He was well above 500 just a couple of weeks ago, a month ago. Mike, though, you've had a couple of good, really good weekends in a row, and you're slowly been declining. You've steadily been climbing after
keep my head out the water.
You know what I mean? After that's a slow start, because you got off to a little bit of a rough start.
I was 0-4 the first weekend. oh man, is that good?
And you bounce right back. Yeah, you are now good. After 2-1 weekend. You are now 36-27-1, my friend.
I don't know this for sure, but I feel like I won both NFL games but lost Army Navy.
No, you won Army Navy because you took good. Navy minus the 6.
That's right. Okay.
And Navy won by 1. The one you missed the Ravens at Bengals over 51.5 because that was a 24-0 shutout.
I'm not going
to
ask any questions. You know what I mean? Because Allie's looking at me like I need to ask questions. I'm not going to ask questions.
I have all the answers.
Yeah, yeah.
You got Navy right, and then you got the Bills minus 1.5 right.
Okay.
And then
say what you said about Navy one more time.
Took Navy. Oh. I got the – that's where delirium comes in. The plus-minus thing threw me off for a second there.
I was like,
there.
Man, I can't let this man speak into a microphone and act like hear what he's saying.
My bad.
I had Navy minus 6.
6. So, yeah, you actually went 1-2.
I feel a lot less good about it. So did he go 2-1 then? Because, no, he had the same thing, though.
He had Army plus 6.
He's already
texting us
right now about
– Yeah, he Army plus 6. So,
all right, reconfigure. It's all good.
So, yeah, we'll reconfigure. Bo actually went 2-1.
Oh, Mike actually, man, come on.
Bo actually went 2-1. Mike actually went 1-2. So.
See, I shouldn't have brought it up. Allie gave me that guilty look. She was like, really? You're going to let this man ride? And everybody can hear what this man said.
My bad. I got my wires got crossed a little bit there. Sorry, Mike. Okay. But hey, you're still doing pretty well. You're still doing well. So it's okay.
But hey, you know what? I had to donate a win to Bo. I'll do it.
There you go.
Know what I mean?
There you go. For the greater good.
I had to donate a win.
That's what was important.
Rule follow.
That's right. Integrity.
You know what? I'm not a shoulder rider.
We're all about integrity on this show. That's right.
Yeah.
I like that. Mike.
And Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live football action this holiday season. Join us tomorrow night at 9 for the Salute to Veterans Bowl with Troy taking on Jacksonville State. It's all brought to you by the Georgia Department of Juvenile Justice. Get hired today. Apply at djj.georgia.gov. That's holiday season football with the Salute to Veterans Bowl tomorrow night at 9 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And as a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. That is Smells Like Team Spirit by Nirvana.
Yes, it is.
If you missed us playing Just a Sec earlier today, want to go back and make sure you check that out. Rally's Mac Drop, which was back in 640. That was a lot of fun. Real quick, before I get to my Dirty Santa hack that I have, if you've listened to the show the last couple of years, I use the same thing every time. I'm not going to be able to do it anymore. Our elf, his name is George.
Yeah.
Swung through the house last night, decided he was going to get a pump in. He was actually under a dumbbell when I and the kids woke up this morning.
Yeah.
And my son, immediately, being the meathead that he is at 5 years old, went and trash-talked him. And he looked at the elf this morning, and he looked around, and then he got down on the floor, and he says, "That ain't even really that much weight, bro."
He really is your
even
son. That
much, do you even man. Lift, bro?
And it's like a, it's like an 8-pound like Peloton weight. And he's like, "That ain't even really that much weight, man." That's what he said.
You I was like, that man a lightweight,
and
straight
I'm really
up.
Not that meat-headed. That's Tested what's crazy about it. That's what's crazy. My son, he's always like asking for healthy food. He doesn't want to eat sugar. It's crazy.
That
I'm like, dude,
so...
why are you such? Where did this come from? Why are you such a health nut, man?
I love
he asked.
It.
He asked me for salmon the other day. I was like, you don't even know what salmon is.
Let
he asked
him.
You never for even salmon? Salmon,
bro. He did.
Wow.
I heard salmon was healthy. I was like, dude, you need to. First of all, you're not even in kindergarten yet. Just calm down.
Let him establish Rich, these habits.
I mean, I'm all about it. I don't say no. I'm like, if you want to try that, we can try it.
Rich is about to ask you for some whey bro, protein on his Christmas
he
list.
He did. He asked me for an apple for dinner last night. I was
an
like,
apple?
He did. Swear to God, and ate it too.
Wow.
I sliced it up.
Good
for him. I was
for
like, you
Rich.
Want some peanut butter with your apple? He's like, nah.
Where, but,
that's like, too much sugar.
I know.
Can I? Where did this come from?
I don't
though?
Know. I swear. It's,
like, has
not,
Lindsay
not
been
not healthy
like,
people, but we're not like those people. We're not like, you know, she meal preps a little bit, but I'm not that guy.
Other kids?
Know.
Other kids that Somewhere. Are around?
I think that's along the lines, like, he got beat in a race, like, at school, and he was like, why is so-and-so faster than me? I'm like, well, he's just a little bit older than you. He's exercised. Got to exercise, and dude, he's been locked in.
Oh,
he's logged in.
He wants to beat
He's like,
that.
I promise, nobody's going to be faster than me.
He's on his revenge tour now.
All right, but y'all saw his athleticism when he got hit in the face with the ball the other day.
This is true.
All right, so
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So I have always had this hack, and I put this out a couple of years ago, did the same thing last year. I'll let y'all in on it. Now that my party that I went to on Saturday, now that Dirty Santa has passed, we've been going to this same party for like 7 years. A buddy of mine, and he used to live in Brookhaven, now he lives in Milton. And my wife and I showed up, I think it was probably before we were even married, we showed up at this party, and we had a six-pack of Smirnoff Ice, and we put, I think the thing at the time was $50, then we put $40 of scratch-offs in it, taped it to it. Like the greatest gift ever. Everybody thought it was freaking hilarious. You know what I mean? Like, first
you
of all,
you
probably got to get iced, and you also, but everybody wants the scratch offs. So, along with getting iced, if you want to steal the gift and get the scratch offs, you also need to chug the Smirnoff by the time it gets done. It was awesome. It was a hit year one, year two, year three. Well, then somebody else kind of stole the idea.
No.
Two people the following year brought scratch offs, $10 scratch off, and like a bottle of booze. You know what I mean? So then I'm like, all right, that's kind of losing its luster. I have always done this at this same exact party. When I tell you that six people showed up with scratch-offs to this Dirty Santa on Saturday,
no,
I was a little bit heartbroken, a little bit perturbed. I was like, you know what, man? I started doing this so long ago. I've let too many people in on the secret. The scratch-offs at Dirty Santa is always a massive hit. It's always stolen. It's always one of the last things. And I was a little bit upset. So I'm going to have to retire the fact that I'm doing Dirty Santa scratch-offs now. I don't think I can keep going back to the well.
So you need, you know, more ideas now.
Well, I told my wife when we left. I said, look, we were trendsetters from the get-go.
Yeah.
And we're just going to have to be another trendsetter. We're going to have to come up with something cool once again to go back to it. I also, for the second year in a row, drew number one, which the way they played Dirty Santa is a little bit different. Number one gets to go last. Number one gets the final say.
Okay.
Once number one trades its last pick.
What did you get?
It was a...
I would have taken the scratchers.
Well, this one was a... I don't even know how to say this. It was somebody who went to the Georgia Hemp Company.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I gotcha.
It was just, somebody dabbled in the Georgia Hemp Company, and I was like, you know what, that looks like a good
time. Whenever someone can save you a trip.
Yeah.
Why not?
You know what I mean? So, shout out to whoever brought that, my buddy Derek. And I was like, you know what, man? It's all good. So, yes, scratch-off's always a good hit. I don't know if you guys – are you guys fans of Dirty Santa, White Elephant, whatever it may be?
It's fun.
Play that game?
Yeah, I've done it before. I haven't done it recently, but it's cool.
This, or is this something you've done with your family?
I've done it with my family, and I also did it actually in college when I was in a band.
Great.
We did it in college.
That makes me feel good, man.
Yeah.
I don't want that tradition to ever die. Seems like every house I go to has different rules about Dirty Santa, like how many times something can be traded.
Right.
Who's keeping track of it. You know, whether or not there's boy and girl gifts or gender neutral or whatever it may be. Like, you know, it's always like some dude that opens a blanket, and he's like, oh, okay, cool. You know what I mean?
I will say this, though, real quick. I am mad for you that the people stole your swag all the way to the point where
you've heard
to,
me say this story for the last 3 years. I'm like, I always do scratch-offs, smearing off ice.
And it's great. I hate you got to retire now just because too many people
it's just too much.
Too many people like, riding the wave, man.
To the
that
point
sucks.
Where they're the sixth person to open up scratch-offs, and somebody was like, real original, guys. And I'm like, mother, what?
Yeah.
Dude,
this was
something we've been doing for years. For years. I know we're not the first people ever, but at this exact party, we were.
Yeah, they should take that idea and go to a different party. You can't
exactly.
go to the same party.
Exactly.
Anyways,
that's a party foul right there.
Sucks.
Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Earlier, we were talking about lucky people. I met the luckiest woman alive over the weekend. If you know someone that is lucky all the time, I'd love to hear about them. What can't you do today that you used to be able to do? We all watched Philip Rivers this weekend. He did all right. But what would you be injured by if you had to do it again today that you used to do easily? And let's help Mike out. Let's get some Dirty Santa gift ideas going. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.